8:42, and we heard earlier this hour from Florida Senator Rick Scott growing impatient with the confirmation process that is ongoing in the Senate as he accused Democrats of slow playing some of the confirmation votes that are still on track for the remainder of this week and into next week as well. We bring in Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill. Is anyone on track to be finally confirmed today after Tulsi Gabbard earlier in the week?
Oh, yes, we got the RFK vote. The long-awaited Robert Kennedy Jr. vote is happening probably around like 10:30-ish, I would say. He is expected to pass, but, you know, I think all eyes are kind of on Mitch McConnell now, especially after McConnell has now become the first senator on the Republican side to vote no on two of President Trump's cabinet nominees.
Yeah, the one was Tulsi Gabbard yesterday. Who was the other one?
He voted no on Pete Hegseth.
That's right. Okay, so he might be a no on this. Any other Republicans who might break ranks?
I wouldn't rule out maybe one or two, but it looks like they have the votes, and yeah. You know, I think they're kind of signaling confidence. The fact that they're having this while J.D. Vance was traveling across the Europe and all that. So it looks like they're on the right track here. Lisa Murkowski came out yesterday, said she's going to vote for RFK Jr. So it just looks like they got what they need so far.
You know, we didn't have a whole lot of time to get into it with the senator earlier this hour, but I do wonder, as I was reading about plans by the Trump administration to dramatically cut or even eliminate Department of Education in some ways, what does that mean for the confirmation of it? Isn't it Linda McMahon, the former wrestling CEO?
That's correct, yes. And she was also the small business administrator during the first Trump administration. You'll remember her confirmation hearing was pretty anticlimactic the first time. She was one of the more bipartisan votes from all of President Trump's first cabinet nominees. But this time I would expect possible fireworks. I mean, you know, you have the questions about whether she's qualified for the position with a lack of education experience. There's going to be questions about, you know, the plans to gut or completely remove the Department of Education. And then there's also going to be maybe questions about her husband's, you know, fall from grace at WWE. So I think there's a lot of questions there.
Recapping as well, we heard your story earlier this morning about the first congressional hearing on the Department of Government Efficiency and the so-called war on waste. What were some of the top takeaways, Ron?
Well, I think the Democrats are very much focused on Elon Musk and whether or not it's legal for him to be in the position he's in and making the decisions he's making. But Republicans, I think the big focus of this one was going after, you know, fraud and payments that are made to people by the federal government that aren't using proper verification. You know, Elon Musk gave an example of people who are 150 years old and not alive who are still receiving Social Security payments. So I think that was kind of the big focus for this one. And the next hearing, I think they're going to focus on USAID.
Did anyone bring up the Tesla contract and that $400 million for the armored vehicles that we saw in the news, I wonder?
I can't remember if that specifically was brought up yesterday. I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, we just got some reporting on it this morning, so it didn't appear as though maybe it had come up, but that'll be a storyline we'll have to watch. What else on tap for the remainder of this week, Ryan, there on Capitol Hill?
Well, you have today on the House side the markup for the bill that they released yesterday that will include all of President Trump, or not all, but a good amount of President Trump's priorities on border, national security, energy, and also it has tax law in there. And there's a big, I think, battle between Republicans right now about, you know, how much taxes and how much of the president's tax plan should be included, and how do you pay for it. And so I was told this markup today could go anywhere between 10 to 12 hours, and we'll see if Republicans are able to hash out some of their differences there.
Wow. We'll obviously follow up on the updates on these and other developing storylines through the day with you and Fox's Jared Halpern, our other guy up in Washington on Capitol Hill and covering the White House for us. Appreciate it. Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio.